What can we say to the right wingers to the end that we have insured against their running the government?
Well, we will have, if this works, we will have an undertaking in several parts. One is to fight them politically all across the board, and labor unions and the places, education, the places where they usually concentrate. B, not to take any of them into the government, into positions of power, and that includes the armed forces and the police. And in general, to consider them as political enemies and not political allies. Now, we expect to have that kind of an understanding.
Well, are they going to let you bring in a J. Edgar Hoover man to... kind of as an legal advisor to the embassy or something, to advise Mr. G on the bad characters and have him watch them? They've agreed to that? Now, how are you going to get Mr. I to quit making these inflammatory statements up here?
Well, I think we may get some more.
Mm-hmm. I thought Max said you were going to take care of it.
I'm going to do my best.
You know, us right-wingers are supposed to hang together, Tom.
Well,
I thought we gave him what we wanted when we said we'd have a referendum.
No, he's not the one interested in that. That was the... Those are the San Isidro group.
What is he interested in?
Well, his position is essentially is that a week or so ago, ask him to pull this thing together. He's done that. He saved the country from the communists. He made it unnecessary for anyone else to do any fighting, except on a very small scale. And now he's been used. And, we just heard this from other news then about Timber, which I'll ask Mike to give you. I haven't heard it yet. What they will do, which is
Well, now, what they will not, that's the chiefs, and they have the leadership, you think?
They, Mr. President, they have said that they cannot answer to us for what others will do. And we have to make an assessment as to whether that means that others will, in fact, be violent. Our prevailing estimate is that there will not be organized large-scale resistance. I think our guess is that there will be very little operational force. We have the means to prevent, and we will, of course, use them if we have to, as indeed we have been doing off and on in the last 2 days, the use of the Air Force, which is the most helter-skelter and violent and destructive of the means in the hands of this side. We hope it won't come to that. That is, I think, the meaning of the gentleman's discussion. But there is a stirring of violent feeling on this side of the fence. And there is nothing, I'm sorry to say, that it is remotely within our power to get from the other side that will change these feelings in the time that is available to us. So that what we can, the question we have is, I think, that the force is certainly within acceptable levels in the judgment of all of us, although it has to be watched. The words will be painful, and our question has to be to prepare and to make use of the strongest possible case against them. The real hazard in this, and the thing that is damaging in it, is that it will increase the prospect of a disorganized operation of violence as one man against another in this perfectly crazy country.
Yes, and then it will considerably impair our ability and our effectiveness to get many millions of dollars.
I can't quite hear you, sir.
Then it will considerably impair our effectiveness to get millions of dollars for their people.
That's correct, Mr. President, but unfortunately that couldn't matter less to people who think they're the losers.
Yes. What is the assessment of Palmer of the relative strengths of the two forces?
I'll put him on, Mr. President. I think he's the best able to assess that for you. General Palmer, Mr. President.
What is your assessment of the relative strength of the two forces?
Of the Loyalists versus the Rebels?
Right.
I would say in the northern part of the city, they're about off. And the southern part, where the rebel main strength is, this is the strongest part. I don't think the loyalist forces are strong enough to take them on.
All right. Now, what would you envision if we didn't have an agreement?
We just let them continue to fight, sir?
Yes.
I don't think the loyalists can do it.
Well, is it better to let them demonstrate that?
How do you mean, let them continue to fight, sir?
Yeah.
This would go on, but I don't believe that they could clean up the northern part for several days at least. And I feel quite certain that they couldn't take the rebels in the south.
All right. Now, would it be better from the reaction in this country and the world, if we let it come to a more or less an impasse, will it look like now we've sold out pretty quick?
No, sir, I don't think it would look that way.
Do you recommend what they're suggesting?
Yes, I do.
Do you think that we have insurance against the communists taking control of that government?
I believe we can block that, sir.
Is this the way to block it? Is this agreement the best way open to us at this stage to block it?
Yes, sir, it is. I think this is the best way to handle it.
What is your judgment if these chiefs say they'll go along as to whether their people will follow them or not? What is your judgment if the chiefs say they'll go along as to whether their troops will follow them or not, or will we have a lot of sporadic fighting under somebody else's leadership? Are you impressed particularly with the strength of any of the people in the government that we're proposing?
Yes, they're as strong as you can find, and that are acceptable.
And you think they're honest?
Yes, sir.
And you think they're anti-communist?
Yes. There's always going to be sleepers in there, but this is the chance you run regardless.
Are you going to be in a position, if we make the agreement, to control the loyalist equipment?
You mean to block them?
Yes.
Yes. We can physically keep the Air Force from taking off.
Well, what about the...
We block the Navy.
And what about the tanks? You better get your people the slide rules in tonight.
At night, sir?
I say you better get your slide rules and your planners busy then now,
sir.
Because you may be faced with that.
Right. I realize that.
And I'd get them there. Did you lose any men today?
No, sir. It was fairly quiet as far as U.S. troops were concerned. The fighting was between the loyalists.
Are there many losses there?
We think the claims are exaggerated on both sides. As far as the best estimates I can find, what's the neighborhood of about 100 on each side.
Casualties. Is the economic situation any better? Are they getting any food? I assume if this agreement went through, we could get the banks open and the businesses open reasonably quick, couldn't we?
Yes, sir, that's what we're all hoping. You can't get the economy rolling until you get a settlement.
That's what I say, if we get the agreement.
Right, I would agree, sir.
Is your country team down there pretty generally agree that this is the thing to do? Doesn't look like to me there's much evil in this if we, A, get reasonably honest people, if they're anti-communist, if we're going to have a popular referendum in 2 months on the basics of the machinery, the Constitution, and if we're going to let really men go back in office who were thrown out illegally some time ago. Now, I don't know what else you could do. We could pick a dictator and just say we're to hell with the Constitution. Or we could pick the Constitution and say to hell with the people. We're not going to let them decide on it one way or the other. But we're doing neither, and it looks to me like we're being about as democratic as you can be. And we're giving them protection and giving them food and feeding them and giving them supervised elections while... The elements of democracy they have in the country are permitted to function. Now, I don't know what else we could do if we stayed there a million years.
I agree with that assessment, and you say you've either got to do it today or 10 years from now. You can't delay the evil day.
Have you got any suggestions on what you can do with this Mr. I that's going to do all this denouncing to stop him?